Hey there, people over there on the island. This is King Max speaking, and coming from King Cove, Alaska. Yep, that's where I'm representing. Sitting here by my homeboy, White Slice, and baseball cap. We're just hanging out, being G's over here in King Cove. Pretty amazing. Pretty nice weather we got out here right now. It is December. What's the date?
14th.
It's the 14th today. Beautiful weather, sun shining, no snow. Doesn't look like we're going to have a very good Christmas. There ain't no snow, so.
It looks like Sandpoint over here.
There's no snow. Man, it's not good. Not good at all. We want it to be snow in here, but instead it's sun shining. We got kids here buying snow machines when there's no snow. So, I don't know what the heck's gone on there. I'm going to tell you about the King Cove Drive. What's going on in our school over here in King Cove. The T-Jocks are getting ready to start the ball season. They are looking pretty dynamite this year. Well, I have to say, dynamite. This is by a girl in our school. She wrote it. Let's give our hearts out to her. She's just amazing, you know. Oh, I can't be saying that. And her name is Bianca. The King Cove T-Jocks are hoping that this will be the year when everything comes together. Well, what she's trying to say is that we'll win a championship.
Sean, you need to be working on your work and honey, love you too.
The last 2 years have been very successful in them to hope, build, and improve on that success. The 07-08 season had the T-Jocks finishing in third place at the state tournament. Last year, they nearly missed winning regionals. This year, they're working hard to leave their paw print wherever they play. All right, okay. It's kind of hard to read. It's really tiny letters, so I'm not even going to read that. I'm just going to tell you about how I think, how we feel. I think that we're going to be really, really good this year. I mean, we got Jordan down low. After all the years he's been with the T-Jocks, he's improved every single year, and he's going to be powerful on that rebounding, and then he could even put up points. And you got Cody Mack, you know, holy, probably the best on the team. Whatever, Richard. Cody Mack, he just always, you know, he can spark up the team whatever he wants. He just gets that crowd going. Just gets it going, you know. He's there.
No one notices you.
He scores and he does layups and he puts up points when he needs them.
Guys.
And then we got Johnny Samuelson. He's Cody's wingman.
What a rock star.
Cody's wingman. And then we got Mark Newton. He's just there. Mark Newton puts up points. He's good. You'll put him points when you need him. Last year was just a fluke, him throwing the ball away probably 8 times in 3 seconds at regionals. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. Oh, let's see here.
Let's just talk about rookies now.
Okay, well, the rookies. Rookies are looking pretty good, I guess. I mean, I went into one of their practices, and I watched one player. She really stood out, and Honey Lou Wilson. I mean, when I went and watched them, she was just pulling down rebounds like there was no tomorrow. And she even, when I went there, she was got a technical in practice from her own coach. That's how into the game she is. She's just really into it. She's just really into the game. She's just there and really supportive of her team. Huh? Oh, she's spraying a poor freshman's ankle. I mean, geez. That Shauna Wheeler girl was taken out to the hospital. I don't know what happened to her. I think she's just a little girl. Honey Lou just barely even nicked her, and she started screaming and crying, said she had to go to Anchorage for some reason. I don't know what's going on here. So, my homeboy Light Slice Bread over here to the left of me is Mark Fountain. Do you have anything to say, Mark? Talk on the radio.
I love your show. It's amazing. It's amazing, yeah.
It's not a show.
Whatever you want to call it. Air radio.
And then What else? Just talk. Tell us about your life. How do you? Hey, Chris.
Why do you find yourself in detention today?
Mr. Gerald, we're not in detention. Why are you
even? We're not even in detention.
We're not in detention. We're good kids.
We're never tardy.
We're always tardy.
Lies.
Yeah, right. Lies.
Like, I mean, see how I got detention. I'm never here at school to get them.
Yeah, here. Exactly. What do you have to say about that, baseball cap? What do you think about the school system and the tardy system and how you get how many tardies and it's detention? What about that, baseball cap?
I think the number should just be unlimited.
And what else do you have to say?
Detention stupid.
It's better to miss school than actually going to school.
Mr. Gerald, don't pictures.
Fabulous.
Anything else, baseball cap?
She's just taking pictures of me.
That was baseball cap here thinking about the school system. What he comes from, he thinks that the school system should not penalize you for being tardy. Well, with that many tardies, I'm definitely going to be tardy because the roads are icy out there.
Well, you just talked about how there's no snow.
Well, the roads were icy, not anymore. I haven't been getting tardies recently, but when they were icy is when I got all my tardies. I was scared. I put it in four, but I was still sliding around. But right now they're not icy, guys. They were icy. They were.
I was just sleeping in.
Baseball cap, what do you think about the Eskimos saving the whales?
That's kind of stupid.
Come on, baseball cap. You need to talk longer than that. I mean, what's this? Do. Come on, Mark. What do you have to say on my radio show?
I love the whales. I want to be on Whale Wars. I want to throw stink bombs at the Japanese boats.
Do you want to listen to a song?
Absolutely.
What song would you like to listen to?
The Whale Wars theme song.
Baby Beluga.
Which one?
It's his favorite song, Barbie Girl.
Here's Mark's favorite song, Barbie Girl. No, I already played that 39 times on the radio. Mark, what do you want to listen to?
No idea.
Oh man, I'm totally gonna make this stuff.
Okay.
I'm gonna play
a song for you guys right now. All right, homeboy White Slice Wonder Bread over here picked out the song to listen to, and he would like to listen to Coco Jumbo by Ace of Base. Okay, here it is, Coco Jumbo.
Lemonade, and that's what you get when you shout that jumbo. Now I gotta go, yo, Coco.
He talks like that, so that's why I announced him like that. Two Teeth is going to be talking on the radio. He just wants to say something to you guys today. Talk about whatever you want, Two Teeth, okay? You know, the reason why he's called Two Teeth is because I hear he doesn't use dental floss to floss his teeth. He uses his tongue. That's what I hear. And here he is. So what do you have to say for us today? You're on the Kinko radio thing over in Sandpoint.
Today, I was eating some Eskimo ice cream. It tastes like my grandma's soup. I love my grandma. She makes good cookies. And she knits me hats to keep my ears nice and warm.
What do they keep your ears nice and warm for? What do you do?
I put them over my ears.
What kind of activity do you do to keep? Do you do something out in the cold, or you just wear them in your house?
Ice fishing. I wear them when I go ice fishing.
What do you catch ice fishing?
Sometimes I catch the little trout. If I get lucky, I catch the big one.
It's about to be grass.
So, do you always get lucky, or you just usually get little ones?
Last night I went fishing, me and my friend Snipe, and I caught a pair of tiny whiteys. I don't know who they were, but they were in there.
Oh, that's tragic. So I don't think you even want to eat them fish that you caught with that. You have that flavor in there, don't you think? Or did you cook them up and eat them in your soup?
I cooked up the shorts, too.
Why would you do that? Why would you do something like that?
I could have swore the browns didn't know there was chocolate.
Okay, that's enough for from Two Teeth. Gross. Thanks for talking, Two Teeth. I'm going to play another song for you.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. I ain't got 70 days.
comments, Sam.
Okay, that song was Amy Winehouse, Rehab. I'm going to play another song for you guys. I'm going to play 5 songs in a row for you. No, 3. No, 2. No, 3. Yeah, 3. Okay, 3. 3. 3 songs in a row for you guys right now. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a song trifecta. Trifecta? Is that 3? 3. That's 3. Okay, we're good. 3 songs in a row. Come over here and pick them up. H. Lou, right now. Fast.
All my girls stand in a circle and clap your hands, this is for you. Ups and downs, highs and lows, and no matter what, you see me through. My boyfriend, he don't answer on the telephone. I don't even know where the hell he goes. But all my girls, we're in a circle and nobody's gonna break through. Another one, I thank you, you do too. Grab my bag, got my own money. Don't need any man in this room. My boyfriend, he'll be calling me now anytime. I need all my girls to keep him off my mind. So hold up, we need another one. What we got is all good.
Pretty little girl,
hey man,
with your long brown sexy curls. You a hottie body tight. Good God almighty.
Alright, son, hold up. You need to slow your roll. We've been talking for a while. Now she ain't no hoe. She got class, style, pizzazz, and jazzy smile. As a matter of fact, she has me twisted just like she did back then when the game of Gallagher played among friends. That's all it was about. Been at her ever since. We talked last night around 10 and I told her, yo, listen up, cause I love you, lady. We go back like 1980. Lord knows you're the one to change me. You love me cause I'm so crazy. You'll see. Probably been telling you that Danny just a crook. I definitely done some things that I shouldn't be proud of, but we can do it by the book. We've known each other for a long time. I know you're the strong kind of woman with a strong mind, and that's what got me hooked. I got some crazy homies. What you talking about? You got some crazy homies. Yo, quit fronting and lollygagging. We can have a baby daughter, maybe call her Maggie. We've known each other since the 9th grade. We make each other laugh, best friends. Let's do this the right way. Listen up, cause I love you, lady. We go back like 1980. Lord knows you're the one to change me. You love me cause I'm so crazy. You'll see it'll be you and me. Always, always. Listen up cause I love you, lady. We go back like 1980. Lord knows you're the one to change me. You love me cause I'm so crazy. You'll see. wanna, hope you find true love. And if not, I'm here when push comes to shove. Just know if you walk down that aisle with another dude to take those vows, how I'll react, there's no telling. Might bust in the back of the church and start yelling. Listen up, cause I love you, lady. We go back like 1980. Lord knows you're the one to change me. You love me cause I'm so crazy. You'll see, it'll be you and me. Always, always. Listen up, cause I love you, lady. We go back like 1980. Lord knows you're the one to change me. You love me cause I'm so crazy. You'll see, it'll be you and me.
I love you.
The first song was Amy Winehouse, Rehab. The second song was 1980 by Rehab. And then the third song was Say Hey, I Love You, Michael Franti. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're just mad. That's what's up. And
that'd be fine if it's on the radio.
Okay. Some music here for you guys. More arrows. See what else I'm gonna play for you.
Don't you need the little thingamabob?
No, I don't need a little thingamabob or Shauner.
Sorry.
Shauna, whatever. What do you want to listen to? Do you want to listen to anything?
To Cody not talking.
That's why I'm trying to find a music and trying to see what you want to listen to. What do you want to listen to?
Told you. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh my God. I'll find a song.
A little child, there will come a day.
All right. That was Spice Girls. Goodbye, single version. Good stuff right there. That's what I have to say. So, just sitting here looking at the weather outside. Today is a different day, and it's really, really nasty out. Lightning just hit. It's pretty nasty out. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I should be running for shelter. I don't know. And that's about it for right now. And did I tell you I have a pink backpack? Yeah, I do have a pink backpack. Okay, that's really nice. I feel relieved. Relieved that you guys know I have a pink backpack because I have a pink backpack. Hello Kitty's on it. That's why I named my cat Hello Kitty.
Why won't you be at
our
game?
I'm gonna play a song for you. May, right,
Kelso.
Now.
What is
that?
The
reminds me. Thank you.
that in. Give me 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm gonna finish up here at the radio show.
Ow!
I'm gonna finish up the radio show and be done here, and I'll play one last song for you guys before I go. Thanks for listening.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Hey, why do you got a jersey on?
Hey, that's the one that you fell over at Carrie's?
Huh?
Took
out Coach Matt's office. Okay.
Hey, is that the one that you fell?
That song right there was what's going to happen when King Cove comes over to Sandpoint tomorrow. Or, well, that's what happened last week when King Cove came over to Sandpoint. We rocked them. Just beat them.